boys used to go in for a swim near where Porter's factory was, just between Porter's and Riverside. There were some old punt houses. They've pulled them down lately. Sort of yacht houses, old places.
Mm-hmm.
You take a strip off the back of them. And there was a bit of a little slipway, but a little beach where you could walk down and get to the river. But we used to play about there, swimming in front of that place for, you know, holidays and that like. And I'd be about 15, I should think. I doubt whether I was 15, perhaps 14. Yeah, anyway, to belong to the gang of boys we used to go swimming, you were more or less accepted into the gang when you swam from one side of the river to the other. And there was another boy, I remember him, going down there. We went down together and he was going in for a swim, just us two. And he said, "How about swimming across the river? You know some gang. I swim all that strong."
It's quite current as well, isn't it?
Well, that's what we found out. We only got sense enough to know that. Because where you come out the other side was almost directly opposite.
Yeah.
There's a little slipway there now, a bit of a drop. It had been a boatyard years ago, I suppose. And that's still there. But we started off from this where we start our point, because upstream is the outfall of the beer. But the tide was running up, and that must have been a strong tide. But we couldn't, as we went across, the tide was carrying us upriver, and we couldn't, well, that was obvious, we weren't going to make this where we were supposed to get out, you see. And the rest of the little lower down, of course, was a key, so it wouldn't go out at all. Then there was the mouth of the beer, and this other chap, whoever his name was, big boy, probably from me, and he said, "Oh, I've got a cramp, I can't swim no further." And he was trying to swim against the tide to make this slipway, and I shouted to him, "Let it go, come with me." I said, "You can't do it, come with me, let." He went right across the mouth of the beer, on that bit of rock. I remember keep putting my feet down so it wouldn't touch anything. It must have been a good tide. And I couldn't touch a bomb, so I kept going. Got on the other side, and he had the wind up properly. He said, "What on earth are we going to do?" He says, I said, "Well, we've got to get wind first. And we'll walk as far as we can." We were on that rond, sure, that'd be the back of Vauxhall Station. "Walk as far as we can till the water get too deep, and we'll start off for home." Which we done after we'd had a little bit of a rest. I can remember starting off, and he, Denny kept trying to swim against the tide, shouting he got the cramp. And I added to him, I said, "Come with the tide with me." And that was either shouting, "I'm drowning," and all the rest of it. And I remember someone putting out the rowboat and getting him, hauling him on the board, but they didn't pay the guard to me. I wasn't making any noise, and of course I was getting closer and closer to that bridge. And with the tide, I was swimming straight for the other side, letting the tide take me. And of course I was getting a bit close, and all of a sudden, the river steam has come through. They saw me and they blew for me, but of course I remember treading water till he went past. As soon as the boat had gone past, all the boat on, all the mates on there, all looking, just my head out. Because then they went past, we started off again. Lo and behold, there's another one. They had to wait for him to go past. And when I started out again, then I got myself, "Now, I'm getting very close to that bridge. I must have been a sensible kid. Because I thought to myself, I'll never make the other side, and I mustn't bump into that thing. I'm all the water for toys and barnacles and stuff." So, I thought, "There's only thing to do, I've got to go through the bridge." So when I got past that one, I won't attempt to get past the next one, I've got to go through, and that's the one I went through.
Yeah.
And I remember the fellow there, he was there, he was having a look, he didn't shout nothing, he was having a look. But anyway, I went through that little talk, and it just went swoosh. And as soon as I got through, because I stuck out for the shore again, I remember running back. We were so far away from where our clothes were. Because when I got back, his clothes were gone. And anyway, that was my story. Never forgot.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Lovely memory. Lovely memory.
Yeah, I bet you were lucky, though, weren't you?
Well, yes. My mother never knew she'd had a
kid.
I bet she didn't. That, it was a funny thing in the water like that. I knew I was in the muddle. I must have been cool-headed then, because I didn't panic or anything. I was just getting... striking out and done the right thing, but that's lovely.